Blog Talk Radio.
Through that with you stage by stage. I got some white onions and some red onions and just really loosely chopped them, quite big chunks if you like, some really hot oil in a pan, put the onions in with some chili flakes, some whole coriander seeds, some whole peppercorns, and just fry them till they're golden. And then make sure you've got like a big crock pot or a big pan on yourself that you're going to do the final long cooking in. And so I'll pop your onions in there. Then I got some shin of beef and I got some stewing steak. Ask your butcher if you're a bit squeamish or if you don't want to touch the meat to dice that up for you. So fry that off really lightly and make sure it's nice and golden. And then place that in with your onions in the pan and make sure the pan has on it, so it can still cook a bit, it can steam, and then the juice will come out, it'll smell wonderful. And then we're going to the stage with the pan that you've fried the meat and the onions off called deglazing. Now you can use a red wine stock. Now if you don't like alcohol, don't worry, alcohol will burn off. It's just the flavour. You won't get drunk or anything like that. You know, it's just nice. So put in the hot pan that you've fried all the meat and onions, but this is normal. Then take that liquid and put it in with your meat and onions again. And you can also add a little bit of water to that wine if you like. And then I separately fried off the shin and put that in as well. And then again you repeat the deglazing with the pan and putting it in the big stewing pan. So the vegetables that I use were carrots, obviously they were peeled, a sweet potato, leeks, and I think there's another vegetable in there as well. Oh, turnip, yeah, that's right, the turnip. In England we get stewing packs in them, which is quite nice, you get everything put together, so you don't have to fry them individually, and it's quite cost effective. So fry up all your vegetables in the same pan that you initially cooked all the rest in, and then add it to the big pot. And the next stage is to add some a can of tomatoes and some tomato puree. This gives it a little bit more depth, and obviously it's another cooking liquor that's got a flavour to it. You can add some more beef stock like I did and some more red wine if you'd like to, and make sure that your liquid covers the meat and the vegetables. So towards the end, I added some garden peas, some thyme, and some rosemary. I like to add these towards the end because one, the garden peas have lovely green colour, you know, and if you leave them in too long, the colour completely goes. And I think the same kind of thing with the herbs as well. It can be too much of a strong, dominant flavour. Whereas if you add it towards the end, you get the taste of everything and not just one particular thing altogether. I let that cook down actually on Sunday for a good 6 hours. And I called it a spice stew. Now you can definitely do this with beef like I did, but you can do it with plant. You could do it with anything, you could do it with game, you could do it with pork, you could do it with turkey, you could do it with anything you want to. In fact, if you want to, you could even take the meat out and have a meat dish, but it's still nice, still lovely. I've done one where I've added barley. You could add lentils. Anyway, I'd like to play a song that I really like, and it's either Saturday for Me Over the Rainbow. I hope you enjoy it. Short, the song ran really long. So let's get back to the stew. I'm diabetic, but diabetes type 2, so I have to be quite careful with the products that I eat. Obviously, cooking would be exactly fine. I did a whole meal dumpling. Now, I added a mustard powder to it as well. It's Coleman's. I'm not sure whether you can get it over there, but I added that into it. And some Parmesan cheese. Now, I do a 2/3 flour and 1/3 of the fat of a beef fat. And of course nowadays you can get a vegetarian fat to that. So you know, any vegetarians out there, any vegans out there should be quite happy with that. And I put that last minute and then I put it back in the oven for another, well, it's rather baked actually, with it being wholemeal. They do look a bit strange, but the texture is wonderful. They're a little bit heavier than white ones, unfortunately. Now, I was speaking about the Great British Bake Off last week, and Becca won it. I don't know whether you guys have seen it over there, but it was wonderful. Really, really creative. And if you go to the Great British Bake Off without any spaces, co.uk, you'll see all the wonderful things that the ladies and gentlemen have been cooking. And you can add your own recipes to this page, actually. Sorry, and don't forget, if you want to see some more pictures of the early bird Easter, you can go to my page on Facebook. Just type in the early bird Easter, and there you'll see interaction with other people. You'll see a step-by-step, more photos, I'm actually on Flavour Living, of course. You will see a step by step of what I'm doing, my recent eats, where I've been having, maybe not for coffee and things like that. Bake Off. I believe that she did the wedding cake for the last cooking thing. And I was a little bit sceptical on whether they could have gone back to actually, let alone Becca. But Becca, she was one of the winners. She was really, really good. She's really humble with it. And what I like about Becca is she's quite precise on what she does. They said that she had she's more focused on what things looked like rather than the content, rather than the flavour, which was quite true. But if you go and look on the Great British Bake Off website, you'll see an abundance of things that she's done. Doesn't that show here right now? Oh, it says the highs and lows. So one of the lows, which, is not nice, is when you're being told as a cook, as a chef, that something you cook doesn't taste very nice. They put here, being told that cheesecake was simple and bland, and then they put ouch. And she's there, apparently the high, some of her highs were saying, there's some quite funny things. She's gone to the top of the technical challenge with her gorgeous gaggle of nuns. That was on one of the episodes that maybe, I don't know whether I've seen or I haven't seen, to be honest. But the Great British Bake Off will give you a complete feel of the English life and what we all enjoy here. If you want a slice of English life and you want to see what we do, our humour, because there's two ladies who present on there that are comedians, and two lovely, lovely ladies, and they kind of help make the programme exactly what it is. And all those English ladies really, really enjoy it. I have done quite a few recipes recently on the Daily Eater. I did a nacho dish with beans and cheese. This was inspired by a place that I've recently been to and I'm going to do an article on. And it's called Rebel Smokehouse in Beverley. And this is in the east riding of Yorkshire in England. A very, very nice place with a lady that's from Alabama, actually. She got together with a guy who already had a restaurant in Beverley. And she kind of persuaded him with her beautiful charm that they should open a smokehouse together. And she shipped in a smoker all the way from Alabama for that. So if you wanted to read my article, if you wanted to know more details about Rebel Smokehouse, you can go to the Early Bird Eater and Flavour Living at the end of the month, and there'll be photos, there'll be a write-up, and there'll also be an online magazine with Novel Magazine. Oh, if you type that into Google search engine at the end of the month, you should see it. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your week. Take care now.